Luke tells a parable of the Good Samaritan. This parable is one that upsets the leaders listening because of the division between the Samaritans and the Jews. In a conversation with the lawyer, asking Jesus about the law of Moses, the book of Leviticus refers to love your neighbor. Love your neighbor, who is the extended family of your tribe and the resident alien, as yourself. When Jesus tells him to do this and you will live, the Greek translation to have life, abundant life, and truly living life, he is talking about living now fully in this place. Live the fullest life according to Jesus by loving your God. In order to love God and to have a full and abundant life, you need to love your neighbor. Loving your neighbor is loving God. God gives us two major laws through Moses. These laws or commandments are summarized like this. Only have one God and don't take his name in vain. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Honor your elders and respect your neighbor and their stuff. Major laws. Love God. Love man. Other minor laws like cleanliness get in the way of loving God or loving our neighbor. By keeping the law, the priests and the Levite were compelled to cross the road to avoid the alleged dead person. According to the law they were taught to uphold, they acted correctly. They were not allowed to touch a dead person, or they would need to go through a purification of cleansing, and this would take some time. They were not wrong in turning from helping the man. They just did not understand the law as Jesus was trying to interpret for them and for us. The law was in the way of them loving God. Do we let the things we interpret as God's law get in the way of us loving our neighbor? They may appear to be the right thing to do, but ultimately end up hurting our relationship with God and creation. The Good Samaritan is our example from Jesus to put down the law books that keep us in the dark and stop to help someone in need. Jesus comes to give us life today and eternally. We glorify God when we show love for someone that cannot repay the help. God gives us Jesus Christ to love us in a way we cannot repay God. Jesus defeats the grave and the evil for us, and we cannot repay him for that. God opens the gate of his kingdom to us in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ shows us how to love God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Do this, and you will live. Amen. Let us pray. Compassionate God, how easily you love those who look unlovable to us. How readily you welcome undesirables into your home. How slow we are to follow your example. Turn our hearts towards all who are considered outcast, shunned, and unclean, so that we may love our neighbor without piety and apathy. For the sake of the one who became flesh to cleanse the world of sin and death forever, God's open gate, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen.